for Tuesday.
Oh, now we're going commercial. No, no, I mean the texter's picking PETA, gave
for
her that
him?
They know. Well, it's
for him?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He's got some other songs, but when this comes on, you're right. It, yeah, I think I kind of take that.
And I think this is music video inflated as well.
No question about it. All right, it is now less than a year till EA Sports is back in the college football video game business. It has gotten a ton of attention. And yet there's still a lot of things to kind of get to the release of that game. It's not as easy. Hey, the game comes back. In a name, image, and likeness world, you have to actually get the players to agree, and then there's still that side of what they get paid and how do you get everybody to opt in. And the design of this is a little bit more challenging. And whenever we talk about the video games in that industry, Owen Good joins us. He works at Polygon.com. And Owen is back to chat about a little bit of both college football and some of the NBA stuff. Owen, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Mark.
All right, let's take a look at where we are with EA's sports and college football. We are less than a year, but this, I mean, the hype of the return of this has been so big. And, Owen, there's still, like I said, a lot of things to get to before this game comes out. And some people have written some stuff about it. Where are we? And have you seen anything like this about, wow, it's coming back, and then what EA Sports may roll out? Kind of give us an update on where things stand.
Well, where things stand, as far as I know, is that EA Sports and the collegiate licensing company that they work with, they've told schools to expect a July 23, 2023 launch. And this comes from some documents that were turned up in a Freedom of Information request by a writer named Matt Brown. I've sort of kept aware of that, and I know that there's been a lot of buzz about that. Some of the things in those communications were kind of interesting because they pointed to what Electronic Arts developers were looking for to put into the game. You know, they're talking about things like crowd chants, official stadium audio, band audio, and I think they were even asking about how the Buckeye stickers get awarded for the Ohio State helmets. So yeah, there's a lot of detail that they're asking about, and there's a lot of smoke about this is what they're trying to put into the game, which suggests it'll be like the game we all remember from nearly a decade ago. But you're right in that it seems like, you know, they do have a lot of homework left. And I suppose that what they're doing is, you know, they're taking care of as much detail as they can without the players. And by that, not that they would exclude them, but I suppose that's still going to depend on some kind of an architecture or some kind of a licensing framework and who sets that up and who manages that, whether that's, you know, the schools themselves, the collegiate licensing company, someone appointed by a judge, I don't know. But I don't know what the likelihood is that you get real players in next year, to be honest. I think even though sort of the path is there, there is definitely a way there. But, you know, this is an incredibly intricately licensed game, and it seems to me like the paperwork for getting players in would be even more so.
Yeah, as you know far better than me, it's one thing if you're doing a game and there's a series that, you know, game one becomes game two and three, and it's your characters and you can develop, but this is a lot more challenging in college football with much more as far as players in the National Football League, and that'll be an interesting story to follow. I am kind of curious, though, when you get the hype of something, can it deliver? And I'm sure you've seen games where people were like, oh, I wasn't as wowed. It seems like, though, this is set up that the wow better be delivered, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it is a high-wire act. And for sure, EA Sports is going to be marketing to a lot of people's nostalgia and affection for a canceled game. But, you know, canceled games and things like that, I mean, it's sort of like I've called them the clipboard quarterbacks. You know, oh, he's the guy who should be in the game, I tell you. Then you put him in the game, and then all of a sudden everybody, you know, nitpicks the guy, and he's not as good for this reason, and boy, I thought he'd be a lot better. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen with EA Sports College Football. I think it will perform very well for them because NCAA football as a series performed very well for them financially. But it was still, you know, as annual releases are, as Madden NFL is, as NBA 2K is, they're henpecked by guys like me, you know, reviewers and bloggers and other critics. And so, you know, I think people maybe kind of, I mean, you know, again, we're still looking at almost a year before this thing even comes to bat. I think people, you know, do need to calm down and kind of also ask themselves why they like this game and why they want to be playing this game. And be ready, you know, if it turns out that, like, you know, they don't have a school in it and you wanted all, you know, 127, you know, in this, especially the conference that they play in, and they just couldn't put that deal together, you know, is that going to kill your enjoyment, or can you find some other way to play the game and have a lot of fun with it?
I've read, and again, I'll defer to you as the expert on this, some say, I hope it's not overly Madden-like. What does that mean when you hear that?
Well, I think what they might be mentioning is, you know, Madden has the ultimate team mode, which, you know, is that has the loot boxes and the microtransactions and all of the things that, you know, people, you know, either dislike or find to be guilty pleasures. I am definitely someone who finds them to be guilty pleasures. Because it's, you know, people pay money to create a better team and all of this kinds of stuff. And it's also a mode that is sort of extraneous to the core purpose of the game, which is to represent the current season of the sport. You know, Madden is a commercial product that has to show growth every year, just like pretty much every other commercial product, especially ones that are made by publicly traded companies. And, you know, fans have come to resent some of the ways that Madden extends that, and feel like the you know, core modes like the game's franchise mode or its single-player career mode get short shrift because things like Ultimate Team, you know, make more money for the game on the whole. And, of course, the game costs $69.99 on Xbox Series X already.
All right, let me shift to something else. You got a piece that you posted at Polygon.com a couple days ago about NBA 2K23, the title, the Jordan Challenge back. And by the way, the preview clip is incredible. I mean, I sat and watched that. So how and why is Michael Jordan still so important and such a big part of the next 2K game?
You know, it is kind of fascinating, you know, because this isn't the first time he's appeared. Yeah. Either in the game or on the cover. They've had a long and rich history with him, and I was, like you, really impressed that they're able to rekindle interest for someone who is so familiar. You know, pretty much everybody knows everything about his greatest moments, and his greatest moments are legitimately impressive, but the fact that they can thrill you all over again and do so through a video game is really kind of like, you know, it's that you talk about delivering on hype. That is an impressive feat that 2K Sports has put together here. And in a media presentation last week, it's funny that you bring this up. Eric Benesch, who is the executive producer for the game, I mean, he took on that trailer as a personal project. I think he said he cleared his calendar for like 2 weeks or something, that he was going to have everything to do with every little detail in that to fire you up, because Eric is a huge basketball fan, as I'm sure everybody would expect. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that's going to take you right back to when you were watching, you know, the appointment television of the NBA in the 1990s. And it's really hard not to get excited, you know, when you hear that song and when you hear Ray Clay, who will be in the game, you know, do the introductions. And it's like, man, you know, here we go again. You know, Bulls versus Lakers, Bulls versus Blazers, six championships. It's wonderful. It really does look good.
I mean, there's so many. I mean, they got the shoulder shrug at Marv Albert when he hits the threes. They've got the celebration against the Cavs. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I do appreciate the detail that went into it. And part of me is amazed, part of me is not, that Jordan still can be such a driver of business. And yet, I'm sure they know their marketplace. And part of me is glad that there's a generation that won't forget just how great he was. And maybe 20 years from now, we'll be doing it with LeBron James. But there's an old school part of me that's glad that Jordan still lives on in these popular video games today.
Well, that's something that Eric and the gameplay director, Mike Wang, talked about in the presentation last week, too, was, you know, they understood that you have, and it's not just like a younger generation who's in grade school. I mean, you're talking about kids in their 20s. Who their associate, you know, their reference point to Michael Jordan is basically what they've heard from their parents or what they've seen on YouTube or maybe in, you know, NBA highlight, you know, best of videos. You know, they don't have a personal attachment to him. And, you know, as I have said, you know, for a long time, you know, video games are increasingly the way fans of all ages relate to the sports that they love. I mean, it creates a very personal understanding of, you know, the ebb and flow of games and athletes, what they go through. And leaning into that is NBA 2K23, bringing Michael Jordan to a generation of young people for the very first time. And I'm sure it'll be thrilling for them, too.
Polygon.com, you can check out the piece that Owen's got up on the newest 2K game and the Michael Jordan feature in that. Good catching up, Owen, as always. I appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Mark.
Lots of stuff there with the return of the college football game, which is not as easy. Again, we've talked about this. With name, image, and likeness, you don't just get to post people now and cut a check. And now you've got some guys, Scott, EA can say, hey, it's X amount of dollars across the board for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I'm just using his name. It takes Arch Manning to go, no.
Yeah.
The $2,500 is not good. I need $25,000.
And we're... I mean, we've seen that in other sports, too.
Right. So it's a little bit more challenging to bring it back. So we have a Shaka Khan.
I feel for you.
Wow. Man, I love this song.
Is this it? Would this be?
She's got some hits, but this is the most successful commercial hit that Shaka Khan ever had. 508-57, Academy Sports and Outdoor Sex on a good friend. John Denton now covers the Cardinals on Albert Pujols in the pursuit of 700. Next.